855.
I've got my iPad clutched in my hand. I've got donation tracker open. I would love to see another name or two right now pop up on our screen so we can say thank you. It's really important that we close out today on strong support. We're looking for 10 callers, 3 in, 7 to go. Why don't you be that very next one? 217-244-9455 or make an online contribution at willpledge.org. Thanks so very much.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the opening commodity market report. A gauge of U.S. inflation fell last month. The producer price index for final demand decreased a seasonally adjusted 0.2% in November from a month earlier. Energy costs fell 3.1% on the month due to a sharp drop in the cost of petroleum products. Energy prices have declined for 5 straight months. Food prices decreased 0.2% in November. A few categories did show increases. Vegetables were up 11%, and services costs advanced 0.1%. The Russian ruble hit a fresh new record low early today, pressured by a further drop in oil prices. Yesterday, they were under $60 a barrel. The ruble dropped to 57 even against the dollar in the first minutes of trade on the Moscow exchange today, taking its year-to-date decline to nearly 43%. USDA agricultural chief economist Joe Glauber will retire at the end of the year, with deputy chief economist Robert Johansson becoming acting chief economist. Glauber spent 30 years with the U.S. government, and he became USDA's chief economist in 2008 following the retirement of Keith Collins. This morning, private exporters reported to USDA export sales of 110,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to unknown destinations, that during the 15-16 marketing year. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is trading 17,472. It's down 37 points. The NASDAQ, 4235, is up 2.25. The S&P 500 is 2020. It's down 3.25 points.
Longtime Illinois Public Media agricultural business partner Mike Zuzulo says WILO Ag continues to respond to the needs of an ever-changing agribusiness world.
You're listening to the people that you're going out and seeing. How rare is that today? This culture that we live in today is not one that likes to listen. We all like to talk, especially when it comes to media. And I think that's where that independence, that unique quality that you have, you listen to the people that are listening to you, and it makes it that much better in terms of the way you bring forth your information to them in a variety of ways. You've captured the new ability of producers to be able to get into the broadband internet connections. We couldn't have done these things 5 years ago, but we can now, and you're not afraid to try it if it means that somebody gets what they want. And I think that's where this level of service that you bring to the audience that you work for is truly unprecedented.
Your $100 contribution to Illinois Public Media Agriculture will bring you even more timely commodity market information and analysis on new media. Call now at 217-244-9455 or pledge online at willpledge.org.
Les Schulte is alongside, and Les, I was reflecting on this morning, how different the service looks today than it did just 10 years ago.
Yeah, we really have embraced the new media outlets, I believe, to, as Mike said, to, you know, provide the service available as people use it, as people want it today. So that's why, along with listening to the radio and getting the market reports here,
which is fine to do,
which is great to do on AM 580.
Yeah.
There's also a web service. You can go to our ag website and listen to the podcasts, and so you can listen to them again, or maybe you didn't have the opportunity to hear them in real time, as we say, real time on the radio, but you can listen to them anytime on WILL, willag.org. Maybe we have a Twitter service that's growing by the day. We have growth in of our all-day and our new Ag Farm Assets conference, which was terrific back in November 24th.
Yeah, it was a very, very good conference, and a lot of people learned a whole lot more about some important topics.
Absolutely. We've got a mobile website for the smartphone where there's live streaming, there's MP3 files on demand, a network of commercial affiliates that carry the Closing Market Report and Commodity Week.
And that's really important because to the West, our signal's not as strong, and when we have those affiliates out there, then we can offer services to those people
in
that area.
Absolutely. We're trying to expand the service as much as possible to make it available when you want it, when you want to listen to it. And, of course, there's our Aggie newsletter that we send out every week. We're providing the services as you want to use them so that it's available to you in the form that you want it. But we can only do this with your help and your partnership. And that means your dollars at 217-244-9455 at whatever level fits into your budget. Think about how you've used this service in 2014 and work us into your budget for 2015. Think about a $120 a year contribution. Really, that's just $10 a month if you want to set it up on a monthly payment plan. Or maybe this is the year you can make a substantial contribution of $500 a month to help support this service.
Join our leadership
$500
circle.
A month, did I say?
Yeah, $500 a month.
$500
nice.
A year.
$500 a year would be our leadership circle. You could be at the $365, that would be a dollar a day. The $1,000 would be our vision circle. Mm-hmm. Whatever fits into your budget and how you value the service. And I want to reiterate this just one more time, just so everybody's clear about this. We couldn't have done any of this without our listeners. It is your support, your dollars, that made all these things that we've listed in this little break possible. And we look forward to using your dollars in the future to do things that we just don't even know about yet.
Yeah, the media is changing rapidly. And so we know there's going to be new ways that you're going to want to receive this information in the future, perhaps in the coming year. And we want to be able to provide that for you. And we can, with your help, with this partnership that you've helped build here at WILL. Call right now with your pledge call, 217-244-9455. 9455 or willpledge.org.
Let's see what Drew Lerner of World Weather Incorporated has to say about the weekend weather outlook.
Rain and a little snow will develop in the northwestern portions of the Midwest Corn Belt as we go into the late weekend and early part of next week. The precipitation event will likely occur mostly as rain to start with, but a little pool of cooler air will filter into the northwestern Corn Belt as we get into Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday, and that will result in the switchover of the precipitation to some snow. And snow accumulations could run 2 to 6 inches across a part of that region. We'll keep a close eye on the situation. There is a potential for some travel issues across a part of that region. But for other areas across the heart of the Midwest, we're not expecting to see much in the way of significant precipitation. The central and eastern portions of the region will pick up on some moisture Monday into Tuesday. The majority of that precipitation will be light, though. Few areas will get more than 3 or 4 tenths of an inch. The greatest moisture totals from this next several day period will be in the western Corn Belt, coming up mostly out of portions of Missouri and Iowa into into Wisconsin, some of those areas could end up with moisture totals that would get upwards to more than a half inch, perhaps pushing up close to 3/4 of an inch in a few cases. The majority of that system, though, will not work its way into the eastern Midwest in a very significant manner. A lot of those areas into the east of the Mississippi River will only see light amounts of precipitation. And as we move on out a little bit further in time, a larger storm system will brew in the southern plains, and this will take place as we move into the middle part of next week, and that system will send a couple of waves of precipitation through the Midwest as we go into the second half of next week, and that will present some delay in farming activity and will help to increase the moisture situation and runoff potentials. Eventually, the risk of some flooding could evolve back across parts of the Ohio River Basin. So a close monitoring of the storm system in the latter part of next week and on into the second weekend of the two-week outlook will be warranted. In the meantime, though, temperatures across the Midwest are going to warm up, and this weekend will be very pleasant across a big part of the region. The warmest weather is probably going to occur Saturday, Sunday, and perhaps Monday, and over those 3 days, we'll see highs running 40s and 50s across the northern parts of the region, and readings in the 50s and lower 60s in southern areas. Portions of Missouri, eastern Kansas, some neighboring areas in southern Iowa, southwestern Illinois, and parts of the northern Delta will all be warmest. We'll expect to see cooling take place, though, as we move into the middle part of next week. Temperatures will become more seasonable. Down in South America, it still looks like a mostly favorable environment, with rain expected across many areas in Brazil, and we'll expect to see some in northern and central portions of Argentina as well. There will be a little bit of a drying tendency, though, in southern portions of Argentina, as well as Uruguay and Rio Grande do Sul up into parts of Paraguay as we move forward through this period of time, and a close monitoring of soil moisture will be warranted as we move forward through the next 10 days. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.
Support for agricultural weather comes from the Friends of WILL and from Busey. Busey supports small businesses and entrepreneurs to bring vibrancy to the local economy. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Let's see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter December wheat is not trading, but the March is at 636 and a half, up 9. Soft March is 608 and 3/4, up 11 and a quarter. December corn, 395, up 5. March, 405 and a quarter, up 6 and 3/4. May, 413 and a quarter, up 6 and 3/4. July is 419 and a quarter, up 6 and 3/4. December of 15 is 429 and a half, up 4 3/4. January soybeans, 1046 and a quarter, up 4. March,